And so we hide, quietly.
Just the two of us.
Beneath a cluster of trees, where several men stand guard around a clearing, and a sheep,
bleating and kicking its legs, is dragged into the clearing and ordered to speak.
And it does not speak. It is a sheep. And for this offense, it is kicked. And then the sheep is ordered to reveal its fangs, to bare its mighty claws.
But it has none, nor can it understand their commands. It is a sheep, and to its right, a pile of bodies.
Hundreds of sheep.
A handful of wolves.
And a man
who had been banned from the circle, forced to stand outside it and ask no questions, sees us in the distance.
He rushes over to us and says, "Sons, I need you to run. I need you to run from town to town, shouting at the top of your lungs,
Habeas corpus. We three cannot be alone against these forces.
Go to the people.
Explain what is being done.
Tell them this must not be allowed. Gather a crowd.
Explain that habeas corpus means the accused must be told what they have done to be arrested.
Must be shown the body of evidence so they may protest it.
Tell them it means show us the body.
And they must do just that. They must show up.
They must act.
I will stay here and do all that can be done. Habeas corpus, boys.
Show us the body.
Run! And so, we run.
We arrive at a small town as the rising sun streaks red the sky.
We frantically cry, "Habeas corpus! Show us the body!" As if rehearsed, 56 doors open with a burst. 56 wives carrying 56 lives away.
Where their last act would be to stand, declare America a free land.
The 56 signatures
penned by their hands suggest
they die to manifest the system of government they believe best, to give their children the freedom of press,
the freedom to pray in whatever way they feel blessed,
to freely elect
the leaders who represent them the best,
due process
of law in the event they transgress,
to never be forced against their will to confess and have the charges against them clearly expressed so they can make a defense before the defense rest,
so they can stand as I do now against dangerous forces.
If I give them habeas corpus
and these other rights, then tyranny dies tonight with me, and my children live as I died free.
With these words of fallen soldiers, our journey is now begun, but there is still so far to go.
And so we run through many decades till we come upon another town like so many others struggling against a crown.
And when we call out, "Habeas corpus,
show us the body,"
only children respond, "We have no bodies to show you. Our fathers and mothers gone from fighting for lyrics they heard in some song.
Most heard duty, all heard rights. Some heard struggle, some heard fight. Something about revolution and a line about peace. And the hook said,
we must fight to be free." And with their song upon our lips, we run. But as we run, it gets slightly remixed.
See, we hear it freak with a Timbaland beat.
And we can't shake the hook.
We must fight to be free. This is some KRS meets Jay-Z with pop.
Some holla back type. Get your act right.
Morning comes, still buzzing from last night.
Get you feeling like you just made love and can't wait to make it again.
The best sunset, you're standing there taking it in.
The moment you decide, you don't have to take it again.
You got some brand new boots, you feel like breaking them in.
And so we run till we come to this next town like what? Then suddenly, hush.
There is no sound. We call out, Habeas corpus. But no one replies.
Nobody's here. And everywhere we look, there are murals. On one wall, there's Martin Luther King.
Portrait of Susan B. Anthony on somebody's driveway.
Airbrushed image of Cesar Chavez.
As if the town itself says,
We must fight to be free. Every surface tagged with the words and visage of teachers and visionaries.
Revolutionaries beside dignitaries.
Poets and priests fighting for justice and peace. And they have been killed.
In the name of freedom. Bombed in churches.
In the name of justice. Broken in internment camps.
In the name of safety.
Denied food.
Tortured.
With rape.
In offshore prisons.
Smeared with menstrual blood.
Like Guantanamo. In the name of...
Sekou.
Steve.
Carlos.
Kyoko.
Caroline.
In your name
and mine.
For if we allow that to happen to anyone, then we invite it to happen to us.
If our freedoms can be suspended, they can be ended. And we must not pretend it's okay that our rights can be taken away. For in that notion, tyranny is reborn.
Be warned. America will fall. Fall or rise as we defend it.
It's what we do,
not what we intended.
So, with the fight unwon, the work undone,
we run.
And then,
we freeze.
For without warning,
we come upon the men at the trees from this morning, and in the failing light, see the man who urged us run. Now standing inside their circle, we move close enough to hear him say,
"And it's not that there are no wolves. We are merely unconcerned with discerning them from the sheep.
And it's not that we're the most civilized. We just have the most guns.
We just have the most bombs.
The most toys in the end.
So we win.
We are Americans.
We are metal detectors at airports.
Side impact airbags.
And orange-flavored airborne. So when we hear the loud bang, we do not reflexively leap to protect our children from the blast, but barely turn,
expecting the backfire of a muffler. We watch the news and hear of distant massacres, and we think how savage the world is and shake our heads.
Then we activate our home alarm system and tuck ourselves in the bed.
We are safe.
And can thus afford to be civilized. That is, of course, until the bang turns out not to be a muffler.
Until the massacre turn out not to be on TV.
Then
we lash out like animals. We slaughter the innocent for our agenda.
Kidnap the harmless for our cause.
Torture the guiltless for our mission.
Kill first and
imprison any who
ask questions later. This is nothing new.
This is what we do. If our rules prove more trouble than they're worth,
we simply dip our fists in the enemy's mud and fight dirty.
We revert to arguments like, "Because I said so."
Or we simply deny. We simply stand very still and hope no one will notice the body.
And when the people ask to see the body,
we kick dirt on top of it and bury it alive.
And when the people demand to see the body,
we wipe the prints and cremate it before forensics arrives.
Show me the body. The people shout, "Comply."
Why? We have the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. We have the Detainee Treatment Act. We have the Military Commissions Act.
Do we have just cause?
We are beyond laws. Look back throughout the history of our nation, and you will see
when all is threatened,
we give our governments the rock-solid authority to suspend habeas corpus and protect us from terrorists.
When all is secure, we give our courts the power of paper to restore habeas corpus and protect us from tyrants.
But come jeopardy, government trumps law.
Rock beats paper.
Not because it is designed that way, but because it says so. And cradling the sheep in its arms, this man in patriot clothes continues.
What has this sheep done? But be a truth you refuse to accept. You see only what you are ordered to see, and thus a sheep will be a wolf.
And you will treat it as such. And if it was your own child here before you, you would dress him in a terrorist mask because you have not allowed yourself to ask.
Nor allowed me to stand inside the circle charged with the task of asking the questions.
Of examining the body.
Of determining as fact whether this creature cowering before you is guilty of the act.
And these men around the circle gave their reply.
Brutal in its simplicity.
You are here inside our circle, where only the guilty go, and so you must be guilty.
Guilty of what?
We shall see.
What have I done?
What have you done?
Nothing.
You have blood on your clothes, your hands, and your face.
Innocent blood that you spilled.
And cradled in your arms is a dead sheep.
That you killed, and for not standing,
he was kicked.
Habeas corpus,
he
I said as
a stick came hard against his head.
Habeas corpus.
He cried.
For this freedom, men have died.
As they tortured him for a crime he had not done, he wondered what actual freedoms had
been won. Since habeas corpus
had been lost,
he repeated, habeas corpus, and thought, "Nobody can hear me," but covered in blood and bone-weary, he whispered, habeas corpus.
Just once more. This time it sounded slightly louder than before. So one more time, he said it loud and clear.
Habeas corpus. And when he heard it in his ear, it sounded so loud, as if a crowd of thousands stood around, as if they'd come from every town to stand their ground with us before him. It's easy to ignore one, but you will not ignore them.
The world listens when they demand.
We demand you show us the body.
We demand you show us the proof.
We demand you lower the fist. Cease and desist.
We insist. You honor our laws. Show justice. Just cause and submit facts,
and if there are none, submit to that.
We insist before you act,
you show us the body. No matter how insidious the force is, we want habeas corpus preserved.
We insist you honor America's word.
So when the world shouts, show us the body of America, for which we once felt so much pride.
When the world shouts,
show us the body of America,
for whom so many have died.
When the world shouts,
show us the body of America,
and prove that she is free still. When they shout, habeas corpus,
show us the body. When they shout, show us the body. We will.